It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
God freely makes possession, but man forcefully takes possession. So provision is freely given, possession is forcefully taken. That is why the Bible said, from the time of John till now, the kingdom of God is preached to everyone, but those who manifest it take it by force. I'd like you to be determined, every prophetic word concerning this year, not one of them shall fail in your own life. In Joshua chapter 21 verse 45, he said, of all the things which God spoke through Moses, he said, there was not aught that failed. Not anyone failed. He said, all came to pass. All came to pass. All came to pass. I see that becoming your experience in the name of Jesus. Number five, if you want to see prophecies fulfilled, you must give yourself wholly to the demands thereof. We must understand that every prophetic provision has a demanded action. Every prophetic provision has a demanded action. In the earlier teaching, our Father took us clearly through every one of the prophetic words and showed us 12 of them having to do with kingdom stewardship, 9 of them having to do with other conditions, and then like that, every one of those prophetic provisions have their demanded action. There are those that demand your stewardship. There are those that demand your faith. There are those that demand your prayer. There are those that demand your consecration. Every one of the provisions has a demanded action. Until the action is met, the provision cannot be possessed. So it is paying attention to the demanded actions that give you access to the provision. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 15, the Bible tells us there, it said, meditate upon these things and give yourself wholly to them. That is, don't just give yourself to knowing them. Give yourself to obeying the demands of them. When you look, for example, at what the Bible said there in Joshua chapter 21 verse 45, it said there that nothing failed of all the good things which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel to Moses. He said all of them came to pass. But how did they all come to pass? Joshua 11:15. He said, and all that the Lord commanded Moses, Moses commanded Joshua. And Joshua did and left nothing undone. How many did he leave undone? Nothing was left undone, so no prophecy was left unfulfilled. When all the demands are met, all the provisions are released. It is all for all, some for some, and none for none. When you do all, you get all. When you do some, you get some. When you do none, you get none. All for all, some for some, and none for none. Until you understand that simple biblical equation, provisions cannot be converted to possessions. All for all, some for some, and none for none. Why? God is no respecter of persons. Until the demands are met, the provisions are not realized. Your own provision shall be turned to possession. Amen. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. Amen. I said somebody believe it, say a louder amen. Amen. I said somebody believe it, say a louder amen. Amen. So you give yourself to the demands of it, and you give yourself wholly to them. Wholly to them. We heard in the first teaching today, this night, that there are 50 prophecies there. If you get 10, it's 20%. And in any examination that you score 20% anywhere in the world, it is failure. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because there are different percentages in different parts of the world, but that 20 is failure in every part. Every part of the world. Check it. There's no exam anywhere. Write it in China, Jamaica. Write it in America. Wherever it is, you write it. If it is 20% you scored in that exam, the exam is equal to a failure. Some parts of the world, when you score 50, you pass. Some other parts, 50 is still failure. So depending on how God is marking the examination. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But for you, you will not fail this exam. You give yourself completely to the demands of it. Please let us understand this. I heard God's servant, our father, say something in the first teaching that just packed up in my spirit. He said, you don't have to bother about God. You see, the side of God is settled. It's the side of man that is unsettled. When it comes to the area of performance, that is God's area. You see, don't carry God's responsibility. Take your own. Your responsibility is obedience. God's responsibility is performance. Let us make it clear. No man can make a prophecy come to pass. Only thing that man can do is obey the demand of the prophecy. Your own responsibility is obedience. God's responsibility is performance. I see each one of us receiving grace to take responsibility tonight. In John chapter 2 and verse 5, they came to Mary, the mother of Jesus, to tell her that the provision at the wedding had finished. And then she went to Jesus and told him. And in verse 5 of that scripture, the Bible says that she said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. He didn't say, bring the wine. He said, whatever he tells you, you are not there for performance, you are there for obedience. You are there for what? You are there for obedience. And whenever man's obedience is complete, God's performance is sealed. John chapter 8, verse 29, Jesus speaking. He said, he that sent me is still with me. My Father has not left me alone. Why? Because I do always the things that please him. When your obedience is there, God's presence is secure. And God's presence brings about the manifestation of God's provision. I see that becoming our experience. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 8, Jesus used the boat of Peter. And after he did, he said to him, launch out to the deep for a draught. And Peter said, we have toiled all night, we have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, we will go. Nevertheless, at thy word, we will go. Please hear this. You may say, I've served God before, but God says, serve me this year. You may say, Lord, I've been consecrated before. God said, now be consecrated this year. You may say, I've been paid tithe before. God said, for fortune this year, pay your tithe this year. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is our obedience to the demand that brings about his performance of the promise. If you understand that, say amen. Amen. Number six key to see prophecies fulfilled is be at peace with God and with yourself in the pursuit thereof. Be at peace with God and with yourself in the pursuit thereof. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14. The Bible tells us there. It said, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Please hear this and hear it very well tonight. Whenever a man's heart is troubled, God goes to rest. Because what you have said by the troubling of your heart is that you are responsible for what will happen next. But when man's heart is at rest, God goes to work. So the key is this. When your heart is at rest, God is working. When your heart is working, God is resting. The question is, what do you want God doing? I don't know about you, but for me, I want God working. That's why I said, if you want me to fight for you, he said, you must do what? Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. In Psalm chapter 46 and verse 10, he said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. But if you want me to manifest my greatness and my almightiness, then be still and you will see me at work. Be still and you will know that I am God. If you are not still, then you cannot see me operate as God. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 17, the Lord speaking to his prophet, to the children of Judah, said, you shall not need to fight in this battle. He says, set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. If you look at this scripture, it describes in details what it means to be still. He said, stand still and you will see the salvation of our God. He said, I'm not talking about just standing physically still. He said, fear not. In other words, you are not responsible for the performance of the prophecy. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I've discovered that one of the challenges that many people do have is this. They take God's responsibility and they leave their own. Lord, how will it happen? Lord, what? How will it come to pass? That is God's responsibility. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 5. He said, the same way you don't know how bones are formed in the womb of a woman, he says, so also you know not the works of God and who make it all. You may not know how he will make it happen, but you just know what he asked you to do. And do it and be at rest. When you are at rest in pursuing it, then you watch God going to work. I see God working on your behalf. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, I see God working on your behalf. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see God working on your behalf. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number 7, engage faith-filled thoughts regarding its fulfillment. Engage faith-filled thoughts regarding its fulfillment. We must come to understand that one of the greatest battlefields for the fulfillment of prophecy is the battlefield of the mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 down to verse 5, he said, although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. What are these strongholds? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Please hear this. With God, there is no time that is too late. Don't bother about his performance. Let your mind be continuously calculating his ability. Saturate your mentality with thoughts that energize your faith. Saturate it with thoughts that energize your faith. In Proverbs 23 and verse 7, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Don't allow anything destabilize you. In fact, this is what I want to recommend to everyone here tonight. Any area you think a thought can destabilize you, look for a scripture that counters it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You look at one prophecy and then the scripture begins to, the enemy begins to whisper to you. This kind of prophecy is not for your type of person. Like the brother who was sharing the testimony today. That church is for rich people. It's for rich people. And they asked him, do you want to remain poor? He said, no, I want to be among the richest. If so, then join them. It was a change of mentality that brought a change of his situation. How do you change your mentality? Take the word of God and reprogram your mind. He said, this kind of prophecy is not for people like you. And then you begin to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And he said, if you see yourself, brethren, how not many mighty, not many wise, not many mighty, and not many noble are called. He said, for God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the things that are wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. Why? and all the base things of the world to, and the things that I despise has God chosen, and he has brought all of these things to naught that are. Why is that so? That no flesh should glory in his presence. So when the enemy begins to whisper to you and say, listen, Susan, this does not look like a prophecy for you, you begin to tell him, that is why I qualify. Because the Bible tells me God has not chosen the best. He has not chosen the mighty. He has not chosen the noble. He has not chosen the wise. He has chosen the weak. He has chosen those who are unqualified. And that's what qualifies me. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? Every target of the enemy to disqualify you is a position for your qualification. He said, do you know your background? He said, yes, I know where I came from. But if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. He said, do you know where you are coming from? He said, and Saul also was among the prophets. And they said, is Saul also among the prophets? Now that I'm in this prophetic family, the prophetic genes here, the genes of enlargement, the genes of greatness, the genes of great breakthrough have become my portion by identification. You settle down with God's word and reprogram your mentality so that the devil will get weary of trying to tempt you. You know, the devil came to Jesus and tried to tempt him, and by the time Jesus offloaded what was rolling in his mind, the Bible said the devil leaveth him alone. For you in this season, I see every tempting thought departing from you forever. Why is this so important? The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That man can receive nothing from God. James chapter 1 verse 8. So keep your mind stable by keeping scriptural facts rolling inside of you. Rolling inside of you. Rolling inside of you. He said this year is for your fortune. You tell him, and the enemy begins to say, no, fortune is not for you. You tell him, have you not heard? Do you not know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? That for your sakes, he became poor, that you, through his poverty, may become rich. I may have started in poverty, but Jesus guaranteed my prosperity. So for me, I qualify based on his word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When God's word is what is rolling in your mindset, the enemy has no place to win. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, it says there, be not conformed. Don't settle to what you see in this world. There are many things happening in the world. All kinds of calamity. But he said, don't settle with what you see in this world. He said, but be transformed. Change your own life. How? By the renewing of your mind. In other words, new mind equals new life. New mind equals new life. So you make sure that your mind is filled with thoughts of faith. With thoughts of faith. God, someone, our father said that he was somewhere many years ago and he was studying concerning the subject of prosperity. And something fired into his spirit when he saw that light. He said he jumped up and spun around and said, I can never be poor. In other words, something had changed his mentality. It had changed his mentality. And because the thoughts were contrary to poverty and were attractive to prosperity, it began to repel poverty and attract prosperity. Please hear this and hear it very well tonight. Your mind is a magnet. The content of it determines what it attracts. You know, a magnet has two sides. Part of it attracts metals. The other one repels it. But the magnet of our mind is determined by how we program it. If your mind is programmed, for example, concerning the prophetic word for the fortune of the year, what begins to happen is that you begin to attract fortune and you begin to repel misfortune. If it is programmed concerning the glory package of the year, it begins to repel shame and begins to attract glory. As your mind is reprogrammed with God's word in this season, I see it beginning to magnetize every one of the prophetic words concerning this season for you. Amen. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Amen. Number 8, Engage faith-filled words. We have spoken about thoughts, but now it's critical that we speak about words. Engage faith-filled words, speaking the reality of its fulfillment boldly and with confidence. Engage faith-filled words, speaking the reality of its fulfillment boldly and with confidence. Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. The Bible tells us there. It said, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, if you say to this mountain, be removed, be cast to the sea, and you doubt not in your heart that the things that you say will come to pass, he said, then you will have whatsoever you say. We must understand this. Prophecies go out generally to us, but prophecies apply specifically when we also reprophesy it to ourselves. You know why we have those prophetic declarations personally? So that we can say it to ourselves. We can keep saying it to ourselves. As we are saying it, we are speaking it into reality. Remember we said earlier that the Spirit of God moved upon the waters before creation began. But creation could not begin until God spoke. In the same way, the manufacturing of every one of the provisions of the year starts when you start speaking. You start speaking it into existence. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 21 and verse 15. Luke 21 and verse 15. It says, I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which your adversaries will not be able to gainsay nor resist. In other words, when your mouth is open, you cannot be resisted. You keep speaking it. You keep saying it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, it said, we also having the same spirit of faith we have believed. Therefore, we have spoken. You don't keep silent with faith. Faith that is silent is fake. Every faith that is real and living speaks. Put it this way, faith is a speaking force. If you believe what God has said, you will not be ashamed to speak it. This is my year from glory to glory. This is my year of quantum leaps, four minimum. You are announcing it everywhere until mockers begin to mock. Because it is mockery that precedes making. As people are mocking, God begins making. I see each one here being made supernaturally in this season. So your word is critical. You will have what you say, not what they say. So you say. You do what you say. Don't wait for people's opinion. Make your personal declaration. And you do that with confidence. Confidence. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35, the Bible tells us there. It said, cast not away your confidence, because it has with it a great recompense of reward. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 3, it said, long time abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, who gave testimony to the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. So testimonies answer to bold speaking. Testimonies answer to bold speaking, not timid talking. But bold speaking. Bold speaking. We have been told from God's word that this is our year. This is our year. This is our year. He said, for the year of the redeemed is come. So this is our year. No matter how anybody feels about you, you say it boldly. You go to your office and tell you, this year is special for me. This is my year. My year is come. They look at you and they say, what has entered him? What has entered into her? Let them keep mocking. You keep speaking. As long as you keep speaking, God keeps making. And as long as God keeps making, they begin to withdraw their mockery. Please hear this and hear it very well. Mockery is a withdrawable thing. There are many people who have backtracked on their mockery when they see God's making. There is no one's mockery that can continue when they see God's making at work. They have mocked Sarah and mocked her. You are calling yourself mother of nations. Abraham, father of nations. You are deceiving yourself. But when she received her child, the Bible says, she said, God has made me to laugh. And all that hear me will laugh with me. That will be your testimony this year. Finally, number 9. rejoice in the Lord always, no matter what things may look like in the process. Although the fig tree does not blossom and there is no flock in the field, the labor of the holy field, yet I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and I will step upon my high places. You must recognize your joy is critical. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. In the book of Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12, he said, all the harvest of the field is withered away because joy has withered from the heart of man. Maintain your joy at all costs. Let nothing get you down. Don't let anything get you down. We're told in the first teaching, during the construction of the faith tabernacle, 2 months to go, roofing was not complete. And God's servant heard a word from the Lord. 2 months, too much. It took me 6 days to create the earth. I will not need 2 months to complete an ordinary building. 2 months, too much. And he stood here in July during breakthrough night with the roof open and rain falling. The rain was there, as it were, to be a mockery. To say, you said this thing will be finished, and I'm showing you now that the roof is open. Because without rain, nobody would have known that roof is open. But with the rain, it was clear that the roof was open. But he stood here continuously, boldly declaring, refusing to be down, rejoicing in the Lord always. And 2 months later, was it complete or was it not complete? God will always perform his word, no matter what it looks like. I'd like you to get set. This year is your year. I said, this year is your year. I said, this year is your year. I'd like you to shout this word to the Lord. My year is come.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, 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 he's at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner. But I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud. Amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.